Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fuck.
This ain't no video game. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And welcome, everybody, to today's show. Again, got another outstanding message scheduled for you today. And as always, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Brothers and sisters, we want to jump right in. We've got a lot of information to cover today. We want to skip all the pleasantries, and we want to jump right into the meat of the message. As you know, I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to wrap up this idea that we was talking about that deals with the options that they are presenting to us today, which is faith or facts. So we really spent a lot of time on the last show talking about facts. We revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that facts are basically an agreed-upon event. And this agreed-upon event is presented to you as real. It's agreed upon by a group of people. They agree that this is real. It's usually an artificial occurrence. It's an evil deed. So we broke that down, and we know that even though you have facts, those facts are not real. Your facts are artificial. So every fact that you got needs to be examined. Now, I know this is rough. This is tough. This is some deep kimchi, as they say. But it is a truth. So this is what's the cookie blower. So when you debate and you argue with a Muslim, when you argue with somebody that's a part of perennialism, when you're Sufism and all of the other religions out there, you must understand, brothers and sisters, that the only thing that has changed and that people's understanding is their reality. What changed that reality? You are the sum total of all your beliefs. That's it. That's what we are. We all are the sum totals of all of our belief systems. And our beliefs are always subject to change as your knowledge changes. So as the knowledge changes, as you grow, the more that you know. Knowing is growing. The more you live, the more you learn. That's kind of the system or the way that the system works. It's very important, my anointed brother, my beautiful sister, that we understand this system that we are in. We didn't create the system, but we're in the system. So when we talk about faith, faith is a very important topic as well. Because, again, we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We ought to spend a lot of time talking about faith because we all know what faith is. We've all learned, you know, growing up about this ideal that we call faith. So we know that faith is a substance, but it's the substance of hope. So faith is just facts without proof. Faith is facts without proof. Let me say that one more time because this is tough. With faith is just like belief. Belief, you don't need any evidence. It doesn't require it. It's crazy. Think about that statement. Faith does not require you to have proof. All you got to do is just say, I believe. And I can ask you, well, why do you believe that, brother? It doesn't matter why I believe it, I do. So if you got faith in God, it doesn't require you to give me no proof of God. If you got faith that the sky is green, you don't have to present me no proof that the sky is green. That is very important to understand. Because if you don't understand that, brothers and sisters, as we talked about when we broke down that we broke down on yesterday's show when we were talking about facts. Let me make sure you understand, facts is dangerous because all the time I lived my life, I had facts. And I had all these facts, and nobody could tell me nothing. I walked around, my chest stuck out like a proud peacock because I had facts. And then those facts were undermined by more facts, and my knowledge base expanded. And so my reality changed. this is the reality of the world that we live in. Look at right now, there's this whole flat earth theory going out. The earth is flat at the poles. However, it is round in the circumference. So the earth is both flat and round. We'll blow your cookies. But look at all of the galaxies, how they, when they expand out, they get linear. But when they come in, they get circular. Another study for another time. How about creation or evolution? There's been this battle. Now, remember, they give you option A and option B. Option C is never on the table. The earth is flat or the earth is round. The earth is both. It's either creation or it's either evolution. Evolution is both. You got to create it. Then after you create it, it grows. That's called evolution. Evolution is simply the thing that is created growing or aging. So when you create something, it's placed inside of time. The only place where matter exists is in time. When you take it out of time, it doesn't exist. When you put it in time, space, time, mass, and matter, those all exist. There is no space, there is no time, there is no matter outside of space, time, and matter, what we call reality. So creation and evolution, that's option A and option B. What is option C? Creation plus evolution equals reality. And now we got this thing, facts or faith. Some people got faith, they ain't got no facts. I believe in God. Have you seen him? No. How do you know it exists? I don't know. I just believe in him. I believe in him because the Bible says, you got the Bible? How do you know that it's the Bible? I don't know. Were you there when they wrote the Bible? Right. Well, who taught you that the Bible was the Bible? Well, the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Who taught the Reverend Dr. Bishop? Well, he's the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Well, who taught his Reverend Dr. Bishop? And keep going on and on and on until you find, again, the overstanding of the history of history. And when you find that, you have to go back 2.8 billion years to go back to the to find what I found in the history of histories. And it ain't what you've been taught, my brother. It ain't what you've been taught, my sister, as you will see when I do the series on the history of history. History has a history. Now, I have some of this inside of my book already that talked about the ontological history of mankind. See, the religion of Christianity is not Christianity. The religion of Christianity, again, came from somewhere. And we can see that by understanding where Abraham came from. Because Abraham came from Nimrod. He came from, his dad was Terah, who worked for Nimrod. Who's Nimrod? Well, Nimrod is another name. Nimrod is a European name of an Egyptian god. So this is all part of the quote-unquote stolen legacy. And so when you got facts, brothers, when you got facts, sisters, make sure you understand those facts. You know who Joseph is? Everybody knows the story of Joseph and his coat of many colors. Have you ever heard the story of the prime minister of the ancient Ta-Mara called Kemet, K-E-M-E-T, or Egypt? It's based on a guy by the name of Imhotep. Now, Imhotep's story and Joseph's story is identical. Even the name, the biblical name Joseph, and the Egyptian name Imhotep is the same. I don't know if you understand. But you know what? That's another study for another time. Because, again, your facts is somebody else's fiction. So facts, yeah, ain't going to do no good. Faith, yeah, ain't going to do no good. So you just believe something just because of what? Why do you believe what you believe? Have you ever stopped and asked yourself that question? I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to ask yourself, why do you do what you do? So why do you go to work the way that you go to work every day? Why? Why do you wear your makeup the way that you wear your makeup? Why do you do your hair? Why do you dress? Why do you shower the way that you shower? Because in other countries, they shower differently. In some countries, they don't even shower. So why do you shower every day? Some people shower once a week. Cultures, you know, over in Peru and some other, you know, ancient cultures, they don't even shower. They go out to the river maybe once or twice a month. That's it. So why do you shower every day? Who taught you that? Who told you it was good for you to shower every day? And you put all the moisture out of your skin. Who told you that you're supposed to brush your teeth? How did? Why is it that caveman, the Neanderthal man, had no cavities? But you got cavities and you brush, you floss, you go to the dentist. There was no dentist, nothing. And they never had cavities. And we got all this technology, we got no such thing as cancer. But yet, you know, no cancer back in the old school days, but everybody dying of cancer today. Why do you do what you do? Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, why do you eat three meals a day? Some cultures, they don't eat three meals a day. You know, I was over in Japan, they don't eat three meals a day. And the diet over there, and when I was in Korea, when I was in Okinawa, when I was in mainland Japan, Osaka, and Iwakuni, they eat rice and fish. That's it. Very little green leafy vegetables. Them suckers great health. And they live a long time over there. You know what? I never saw an obese Japanese person the whole time I was stationed over in Japan. Except the sumo wrestlers, and they take them to mountains, and they feed them. They force them to be obese or fat. Never seen an overweight Japanese person. Have you? Whole time I worked in the prison system, I never seen a Japanese person in the American prison system. Have you? I've never seen an Oriental in an American prison system. I've never seen an overweight because of the culture. So what you believe is taught to you, brothers and sisters, by your culture. It's not real. It's not based upon anything. It's not beneficial to you. It's just your neck of the woods. Leave your hood. That's why when I used to drive my kids around when they was kids, I exposed my children to, you know, my children now, they used to hate it that we moved so much as a kid. Now they saw the value and they see the value of the fact that now we got kicked out and we lost up, we moved for the wrong reasons. But my children are multicultural. They can pretty much fit in anywhere because we moved so freaking much. I lived all over. The only place I haven't lived on is the East Coast. I've lived in pretty much every other part of the country. That, my brothers and sisters, requires me to do what? This is what happened. Something changed in my life because my belief system was challenged. You see, you are the sum total of your beliefs or your faith. Your beliefs are always subject to change if your knowledge changes or expands. But most people refuse to accept the new belief system or the new belief simply because it contradicts their current belief system. So I'm going to tell you McDonald's chicken nuggets are not chicken. You're going to say, brother, I'm going to ask you to go to YouTube and type in the video, type in pink slime, if you haven't seen that video. So all your life you've been believing that McDonald's chicken nuggets are chicken. And then I'm going to present you some proof, that video evidence that shows that McDonald's themselves making a statement saying that they're going to start changing their production methods. And you're going to tell me you still are not going to believe me that McDonald's chicken nuggets are not chicken because it contradicts the previous belief system. That's the problem we have today. So you want to continue to believe in a proven, something that is proven to be false, even though it is diametrically opposed to your health. You're still going to eat it. You're still going to go to McDonald's. You see, you can never be afraid to evaluate and accept new information, a truth. And you have to realize everything that's presented to you is a version. It's a truth. It's not the truth. It is a truth. So when you get facts, realizing that those are facts that were manipulated, carbon dated, made to, and presented to you. Because even if you tell me, well, brother, where you got, you know, chicken, so what is chicken? Well, I'm going to tell you, this is, you know, it's an animal on 2 feet that walk around. When I was a kid growing up, you know, we ate free-range chickens. And all I can tell you is that the chickens that you eat today and the chickens that I ate, that my grandmother raised, I saw my grandma raise them from the egg. Those chickens don't taste like the chickens I ate as a kid. And they wasn't as big. So I know the chicken that you go to Popeyes today or any chicken place, the chicken that you call chicken ain't chicken. So that's another fact. That's another belief. And we can keep going and keep going and going. That's the system that we live in. So truth is like an onion. You just keep peeling it, layer after layer after layer. People ask me, Doc, when is it going? How many layers is it? Well, it's 2.8 billion layers. So you got a lot of truth to learn. It just depends on how deep down the rabbit trail you want to go. You just go as deep as you want to go. In fact, you have to go down the rabbit trail, brother. Which pill you want, the blue pill or the red pill? Maybe you don't want neither pill. That's your option. But the one thing that you got to do, you live in a world that requires you to produce facts. I'm sorry, fruit. See, people fear what they don't know, and people fear instability. If you want to get somebody's attention, remove their stability. Let me say that again. Why do you go to work every day? Because you're afraid. What are you afraid of? If I don't go to work, I don't have enough money to pay my, if I don't pay my house payment or my rent payment, I don't have a place to stay. If I don't have a place to stay, I don't know what's going to happen to me. That thought of being unstable, the instability, the unknown. So if you don't know, people tell me this all the time, do you know how hard it is to do what I do? Let me tell you something, man. Don't quit your job. I don't care what you do. If I could live my life over again, I would never do what I'm doing right now. This is God's honest truth. I'm going to be honest with y'all. If I could start over again, I would take my black blankety blank back into the United States Marine Corps, and I would have stayed, did my little 20 years, and then got out. I already did 10. I was almost there. I would go back to UPS. I'll go back to the post office. I'll go back to, you know, to freaking law enforcement. I would go back to the prison system, even though I hated it. I still would sacrifice and make it and do the time. Why? Do you know what it feels like every day to wake up and not know how you're going to pay your bills? You have no clue. You're living by faith. Now, you have a system, and the system works, but the system works if you work it. That's why I'm setting up my system on automatic pilot. Now, granted, I'm doing pretty well. Don't get it twisted. But obviously, I'm not doing well enough for my own standards. So every day, if I don't work the system mentally, the system falls down. And then my bills don't get paid. My car get repoed. See, I don't have a guaranteed check come in. My check is the result of my efforts. No efforts, no check. See, if you don't go to work, if you got time, you can take time off. You can call in and say, hey, I got 2 weeks of sick leave. I'm going to take my sick leave. Your employer going to say, no problem. You're going to get a check while you're on leave. Now, you go to work, you punch in. You give them time, they give you dollars. I don't have that system. I don't have, see, when I give time, I don't get back dollars. I got to create a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits myself. I got to prove to people that I am going to say something that is so valuable, you got to go in your pocket, take money out your pocket, and give it to me. You know how hard that is to do? Because everybody thinks they already know everything. See, I serve information. I'm an infopreneur. So anybody can go on Google right now and research what I'm telling you right now for free. But why the hell am I going to pay you? Because they don't got the time. Most people pay me because I got time to research. So I've researched the history of history. Every book I've ever written, you can write it yourself. Everything I'm telling you is online for free. Why would you pay me for something for free? You know how many books? I wrote a book called Blood Alchemy, 12 hours worth of audio. I have another book called Your Blood Type is Your God Type, where I prove to you that God does not separate you by race or by color or creed, but God separates you by blood. Prove. I got a 400-page book that proves it. Why are you going to pay me for? Why do people pay me for what I do? See, that is the difference. That's faith. Faith is that every day I got to go out and I got to produce, because if I don't produce, I don't eat. That's the difference between, again, what I do and fruit. So now I got faith, which is a mindset that says I got something of value. I have a system. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So my faith says I have put in enough time, enough energy, that the information that I'm providing you in this today's show is so valuable, you're going to go in your wallet, you're going to go to my website page, click on the link that says donation, and you're going to pay for it. That's faith. But now I need fruit. I need to look at my PayPal account, and I need to see dollar signs in there. Otherwise, I just sold myself a freaking pipe dream. And my children won't eat. And my house won't get paid for. And my car will get repoed. That is the difference, brother. So I don't care about faith. I don't care about facts. I care about fruit, the bottom line. The bottom line is, if there is no money, if no money ends up in my PayPal account, I don't give a damn how much faith I got and how much facts I got. It's irrelevant. Because the universe that we live in is based upon fruit. And where did I get this theory from? Where did I get this idea from? Well, I got it from the master himself, the master teacher. Now, I call myself a master teacher, but you know the master teacher is Yahushua. Now, there's a lot of Yahushuas, which you're going to find out when we break down the history of histories. But the Yahushua, the big Yahushua, the one I'm talking about, he walked past a fig tree. Now, everybody knows this parable, so we ain't got to read it. And if you don't, it's called the parable of the fig tree. Now, in the parable of the fig tree, the owner, again, is God. Now, he owns this fig tree. This is important. So he walked past a fig tree that's planted in his vineyard. And the reason that he came walking past the fig tree is because he was seeking something. This is important. I'm trying to tell you the smoking gun. This is the whole point of the message. Owner of the fig tree, he wasn't just passing by a random fig tree. He owned that tree. And this tree was in his yard, in his garden. He planted it. He planted that fig tree because he has an expectation. I'm doing this show because I got an expectation. I write books because I got an expectation. I do counseling sessions because I got an expectation. And he came up on a fig tree that he planted in his vineyard. And when he looked at the fig tree, he was expecting something to be on that fig tree, and nothing was there. And so then he said, hey, behold, 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and there is none there. Cut it down. This is found in Luke chapter 13, verse 6. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. He had faith. He had facts. But when that fig tree did not have no fruit, he cut that sucker down. So you may have faith. You may have facts. But if your fig tree, if your life, pardon my French, I don't, when you stand before God, he will say, Peter, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? He will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You see, my brother, the fig tree is a symbol. It has a meaning. And so when you live your life, you have to live your life according to a standard. And this is, the beauty of life is, you choose your standard. You choose whether you're going to plant a fig tree, an apple tree, a banana tree, an oak tree, an acorn tree. You choose what kind of tree you plant by the thought. So every thought is a tree. Every thought is something that you're planting in your vineyard. And so when I go out into my vineyard, I know what I've been thinking. And so today, I know what I was thinking when I did today's show. I will have a thought in my brain. It's in my brain. It's not in yours. It's my brain. I own this brain. So it's my brain. So I selected the thoughts that go in my brain. At least I examine them, and I choose which thoughts stay and which one go. So nobody put a gun to my head and said, get up today and do a show. Nobody did that. I did it on my own. So I planted the seeds, brothers. I planted the seeds, sisters. So I'm doing this day's show because I got a level of expectation. I'm expecting something to happen in your life. That's why I'm doing today's show. And so when I look, because I got faith and I got facts, and so I'm expecting fruit. I don't get that fruit, I'm not going to do this show. I'm not going to write no more books. I'm not going to do no more counseling sessions. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. I'm going to go get my black behind a job and join the system like everybody else. But thankfully, I got fruit because I took my PayPal account this morning and there was money in there. I looked at my books, and their books are selling. There's people, I'm looking at the numbers of the phone numbers that's called in that take time out of your busy day. You could be spending this moment of your life. You can't get it back. The fact that you dialed in or you called in or you logged on to your computer and you are listening to me today is proof positive that's fruit. So that means that my facts and my fakes are equaling or giving me my fruit. Motivated abilities, payment. So I got paid today because you're here. But let's say I logged on today. I got faith. I believe in what I'm doing. I did some research. I got my facts together. And then I do the show, but I don't get no fruit. Nobody calls in. Nobody listens to the show. I have no fruit. I have nothing in my life to show evidence that of all of the energy and the time and the effort that I've done, that I put into this, I don't have no fruit. So, brothers and sisters, let me simply close with this. Let me make sure that you understand the magnitude of this show. Now, I've done a lot of shows, man. I got over 50 books. You know, I'm composing the catalog, and I didn't even realize how much stuff I've done. Because, again, I'm at 3 twice, which makes me a 6. And then some of my numbers is a 3. 3 times, it makes me a 9. That's it. I'm just 3, 6, and 9. That's what makes me up. That's my makeup. That means I'm a very creative person in all of these areas. I'm very creative when it comes to wealth. I'm very creative when it comes to health. I'm very creative when it comes to wisdom. And I'm very creative when it comes to relationships. That's just me. That's the way God wired me. I don't know why, but that's just the way he wired me. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to go with it. So he wired you a certain way. So don't complain about the way that you wired. Don't try to change the way that you wired. Don't try to be like somebody else. Find out who you are and do you, boo-boo. Do you. Be you. That's facts. Now, I'm going to put faith in my wiring and in my plumbing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put faith. I'm wired this way. I'm not going to try to change it. It takes too long, too much effort, too much time. Why swim against the current when you can swim downstream with the current? So I'm going to take my creativity and I'm going to find a place, an organization that need creative people, and they just require me to start stuff. They don't require me to finish, and they pay me very well. Unfortunately, I've never found that place, so I had to create it myself. So since, again, you join the system or you create your own, brothers and sisters, this is my seed of creativity. So I went to people, God, sir, can I plant my seed of creativity in your garden? No, Negro, take a walk. Sir, can I plant my seed in your garden? And I went to places, and they said, yes, you can plant, but we didn't know you was that creative. So we don't need you to be so creative that you create what time you come in, you come out, and that you leave. We need you to be at 8 o'clock. Well, you know, I'm creative. So when I was in the military, they said, but you got to shave. Well, you know, I'm creative. Sometimes I want to have a beard. Sometimes I don't. Well, in the military, they say, oh, we like your creativity. Brother Will, we like your creativity, but we don't want you to be that creative. So I rebelled, and I said, you know what? Bump you and the horse you rode in on. I'm out. Then I joined, you know, then I went to law enforcement, and they tried to limit my creativity. Then I became a licensing ordained minister. Surely I fit in there. I said, no, we love you, brother, but you can only preach in Jesus' name only. Or you can only do this, or you can only do that. Well, my creativity has led me to another creative way of expressing the same thing that you said, but I'm going to express it using a little science. Oh, we don't do science here, homie. Okay, I'm out. So I've done that 50 times. Everywhere I went, everybody want to limit my creativity. I've been in relationships where people want to try to limit my creativity. Oh, you can do this, honey. I love you, Wayne. But you just can't go here. Well, why? It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt nobody. I just want to do this. Well, no, I need you to face to the east, throw salt over your left shoulder, and say 3 Hail Marys, and then our relationship will work. Well, no, my creative. I want to be creative in my relationship. Sometimes I want to face the east. Sometimes I want to face the west. Sometimes I just don't even get up. I want to be free to be me. Well, no, you can't be free here and be in a relationship with me. Okay, bump you. I'm out. And then there comes the health. I say, well, you know, fluoride is in the water, brother. It's mandatory. In order for you to attend this college and university, you need to have a vaccination shot. Well, you know, I don't. My creativity has shown me that if you get vaccinated by certain vaccines, you end up with Alzheimer's. So therefore, I don't want your. Well, so I'm sorry, sir. You cannot attend. I'll call you. Okay, bump you too. Because you trying to limit my creativity. And then it comes to as of wealth, the same problem. So everywhere I go, I'll keep bumping into the same freaking problem. Everybody want to limit me from being me. So I got to go somewhere where I can be me. And the only place I can be me is with me. And the only place that I can be true and real and authentic and transparent is when I become one with my creator, because my creator created me to be creative. And he wants me to yield and express and allow him to oscillate and vibrate in me as me so that the way he can manifest himself through me. Brothers and sisters, that's fruit. Fruit is for you to live your life according to your design. That is the fruit that I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. That is the bottom line. You can have faith. Keep it. You can get you some facts. Research it, brother. File it away. Write books just like I did. But once you get your faith, once you get your facts, after you get all of your faith, you get all of your facts. Get them all, brother. Let's just compile as much faith and facts as you want. But does your faith and does your facts allow you to live according to your design? Does it allow you to operate according to the way that you finished? Does it allow you to express and expose and expand yourself according to your God-given giftedness? But first of all, you got to know your God-given giftedness. Well, it took me a while to figure mine out, but I finally figured it out. And now that I figured it out, I'm not trying to give it up for no man, woman, child, or nobody. Sorry, I love y'all, but I don't love you that much to put myself in the live in a freaking prison of my own imagination. Not going to do that. And I did, but guess what happens? Guess what happened? This is what happened. I got more facts. I got more information, and I put those facts and the information with stuff that I already had, and then I realized that my new belief system contradicts my old one. And so I can keep my old system, and that limits the amount of money that I can make. That limits the quality of my health. That limits the amount of wisdom. That limits the relationship that I'm in. So my new belief system requires me to change. It requires me to grow. It requires me to step outside of my box. But if I step outside of the box, that's unknown territory. I'm unstable. I'm in the dark. I'm a little confused. So fear sinks in. So when fear comes in, it's like, I want to go back to Egypt. I want to go back to that old box. I want to go back to my old faith. I want to go back to my old facts. I want to go back to my old fruit. Because when you get new knowledge and new information, it requires you to leave the old knowledge and the old information, and that is the problem. It is the resistance to the destruction of the old belief system. And until you accept the current belief system and until you're willing and ready to replace the old belief system, the new one, keep your facts and your faith, because you cannot produce the new fruit. There's nothing wrong with it. But make sure when you get out of that box that you realize that it's going to be unstable for a little while. It's going to be dark for a little while. Because you're like a newborn baby. You're standing up on your new legs of faith. And your new faith system is just that. It's new to you. But if that new system of faith and that new system of facts that you got, stick with those two. They're going to produce you some new fruit. And it is that new fruit that you want in your life. We all grow. We go from glory to glory to glory. You should be producing fruit. If you're not producing fruit, you have the wrong faith. You got the wrong facts. Biblical fruit, my brothers and sisters, is what we are trying to do. And that is, again, mental or spiritual action. It means to bear fruit. It has nothing to do with physical fruit. It has to do with the reproductive and the regenerative power of changing your faith and your facts to produce fruit. Fruit is a mindset that produces a reality. My brothers, my sisters, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Apologize for the late start, but thank you everybody for joining me. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios.